Every fall, there's a roundup of the herd here just outside of Salt Lake City, Utah. You can even bring a horse or rent one and help corral thousands of bison roaming one of the largest islands in the nation. The unique ranch and park are today's edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
In the Great Salt Lake lies Antelope Island. Its 28,000 acres were long used by ranchers to graze sheep. Today, Jeremy Shaw helps oversee a different kind of herd for the state of Utah.
We've got one of the largest publicly owned herds of bison, American bison, in the country. So we've got right around, you'll see between 500 and 700 bison, depending on what time of year.
The Island Ranch is part of Antelope Island State Park.
We round up all the bison and auction them off in the fall. So every October, we round every bison up off the island, and we run them through, and we give them shots, and we check them and make sure they're healthy. And then we keep about 200 to 250, and then we auction those off. The other 500, we turn back out on the island, and they just free range.
Until the 1960s, you had to get here by boat. Today, an earthen causeway brings visitors here.
We also have a really good herd of pronghorn antelope. We've got some great big mule deer, and we've got some California bighorn sheep. Those are the most common that people will see.
There are saltwater beaches here that make swimmers float like a cork, plus much more.
And then we've got about 30 miles of non-motorized trail. We've got a hike that's the Frary Peak hike that takes you to the highest point on the island. And if you can get to the top of that peak and look around, it's a scene that you're not going to see anywhere else in the world. It's amazing. It's probably one of my favorite places I've ever been to just sit and soak it in.
From the peak, you can see the cities of the Salt Lake Valley. Yet from this island's high point, you'll feel like you are at one of the most remote and beautiful points on Earth. Traveling the countryside on Antelope Island, Utah. I'm Andrew McCray.